Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Something has to break. Can you feel the Spirit of the Lord moving today? Whatever it is that you are standing in need of prayer tonight, I hope and pray that you declared and decreed it's broken. Something has to break right now in the name of Jesus. That was Kiara Shears, and that was released on Friday from her new album. And I just praise God for the prophetic word tonight as the Lord speaks to us. Something has to break. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Declare his glory among the heathens, his wonders among all people. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear him, all the earth. Then the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that have breath, come on, y'all, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap those hands and give him some praise on tonight. God is good, and he is so worthy of all praise. We count it an honor and a joy to be able to come and sit with you tonight on your couch, sit with you at Bedside Baptist, amen. Come into the convalescent home, the nursing home. Go wherever you are on your job, or even if you are just taking an evening ride in your social distancing, just to get out of the house for a moment. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host tonight, Pastor Kimberly Black. And I truly count it an honor and a privilege that you have called in to share this next hour with us on tonight. Truly, God has been good to us. I don't know about you, but we had some wonderful weather on today. The sun was shining, and guess what? We are reminded that we owe God another praise. And so whether the sun was shining or it was raining, we still owe him praise. And this is the day that he has made, so we are rejoicing. And we are being glad in it. We want to give glory and honor to God tonight for the Butterfields, who have shared this platform with us, that we may be able to do this here in our city, the beautiful city of roses. And you all know what? People from Washington and California and Georgia, they're listening to us. And they are getting to taste and see that the Lord is good here in the city of Portland. And so we just thank God for the Butterfields. We thank God for the work that God has assigned to their hands and the work that they do. They are a lovely man and woman of God that love the Lord. They love his word. They love the people of God, and they love the work of the Lord. So we honor them tonight. We honor Pastor Sherelle Pennington, our sister in the gospel that co-labors with us. She's in Georgia, and we are here, but she is forever keeping us busy. Amen. She's forever keeping us lifted up in prayer. She's helping to continue to be an instrument for the Lord to ensure that the people of God are equipped and our territories are being enlarged. So thank you, Pastor Sherelle, for your love, your prayers, and your support. And then we want to honor tonight our guest, Bishop Freddie Brown. And we just truly thank God for Bishop. He has been a covering for our ministry, and he's going to share with us the word of God on tonight. And we are just excited, and we want to honor our mother that prays for us and covers us and gives us direction and correction. Archbishop Ruth Smith is just such a wonderful woman of God. We love her. We appreciate her for praying for us and for covering us and just being the mother to all of us that she is. We thank God. We pray God's richest blessings upon her, especially during this time, because she not only pastors her church in Georgia, but she oversees so many other churches throughout the United States and in Africa and Canada, and we just want to keep Archbishop lifted up in prayer, because I'm sure that even though she is at home, she's still being tugged on with phone calls and emails and text messages. And so we continue to pray for Archbishop Ruth. And tonight I want you to say a special prayer. You know that this is the night that our own pastor, Pamela Laws, is with us. But we got word on today that her son has COVID-19. He has the coronavirus, and she has her grandchildren. And so tonight, saints of God, as we go to the throne of grace, as we pray tonight, I'm asking that you would keep Pastor Laws and her family lifted up in prayer. You know, this thing is attacking the rich, the poor, the black, the white, the brown. It is not a respect to person. And it's come to people's homes, and it's come on people's jobs. And it, as the song says, something has to break. And that's our prayer tonight, is that the spirit of the living God would break this coronavirus. They want the curve to be flattened. But I want the saints of God tonight to join me in prayer as we declare and decree that God break virus off of the United States, off of the world, because it's a global thing. And we know that our God is a big God. Our God is greater. Our God is wiser. Our God is stronger. God is powerful. And he can do what no other can do. And so I know that there are some on the line tonight that can't touch and agree with me. I know that they are just ready for a great revival to come, for the floodgates, for the heavens to open in the floodgates of healing and deliverance and restoration and peace to flow through our city, our state, and our nations. So tonight, as we go before the Lord in prayer, I'm sure that there are some on the line that you're standing in the gap for somebody. Maybe you're praying for a son or a daughter that's not saved tonight. As we're praying tonight, you call out their name. Maybe you're praying for your spouse, and your spouse is working. He's one of those. Your spouse is one of those on first responders, one of those on the front line. Maybe your daughter, your son is a first responder. We want to cover them tonight. So as we're praying tonight, I hope and pray that you call their names out. Maybe your neighbor is a first responder. Maybe your neighbor lives in the house by themselves, and they're really having a hard time with this this being isolated, being by themselves 24/7. We want to keep, you know, them lifted up in prayer. So tonight, as we go to the throne of grace, I would hope and pray that you, my brother and sister, that you would please, ma'am, please, sir, call out their names, that we may see God move in this place, that we may see the spirit of God breaking like never before. It's time for the body of Christ to just get in that prostrated position and go before the Lord. I would tell the church this morning, don't wait for your pastor to call a fast. You know that these things only come by prayer and fasting. And so I'm hoping and praying that we would really, really, really go to the throne of grace when it's time for prayer. We're going to make some announcements tonight, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to get out of the way, because there is a word from the Lord on tonight. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Bishop Brown is he serves here in our community, but he's a world traveler. Amen. He's doing ministry in Mississippi. He has family in Mississippi, but he's been here in Portland for a while, and I was able to catch up with them and pin them down, and I want to hear him, and I want y'all to hear him pray and preach, amen, and just go before the Lord. I just love his heart, and I love his passion for God and the people of God, and I know that he has a word for us on tonight. And so I'm going to make these announcements. We're going to pray, and then we're going to let Bishop have his way. Amen. And so by way of announcements, we just want you to know that if you have Facebook all day long, you can go on Facebook and see worship services. I saw this morning, I saw Pastor J. Walter Hill from the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. I saw Pastor Craig Brown from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. I saw Elder Brewer from the New Testament Church of God in Christ. I saw Pastor George Merriweather from Northeast Community. All these are local churches. Also, Imago Dei, they're on Facebook. So you can have church worship service all day long. So your Sunday don't have to end. Your Sunday can just go on and on and on with worship in the Lord. And then if you want to travel, I'm sure that there's some other churches in California and Texas and Georgia. They, too, are streaming live. So make sure you're friends with somebody that's just not here in Portland, amen, so that you can see and hear the preach word of God going on. If you're in the Portland area and you are in need of some community resources, we do have a list of community food pantries that are open. And so I just want to kind of give you this information and let you know who has food pantries open. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Salvation Army, which is located at 5325 North Williams Avenue, their food bank will be open from 9 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. and then 1 p.m. to 3:45. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then on Tuesday and Friday, Jefferson High School, their food pantry will be open. They're going to be on the Commercial Street side, and that address is 574 Northeast Alberta Street. That's from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. That's Tuesday and Friday. And then on Thursday, we have Roosevelt and Woodlawn Elementary School. Their food pantry is open at King School. That Thursday from 11 to 1, it's a curbside pickup. That address is 4906 Northeast 6th Avenue. And for those of you that are out in the Gresham area, Park Rose Middle School, on Thursday from 3:30 to 6 p.m., and that address is 3701 Northeast 131st Place. Also on Thursday is David Douglas High School, and their pantry is open from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. The address is 1034 Southeast 130th Avenue. That's David Douglas High School from 5 to 7 on p.m. The address is 1034 Southeast 130th Avenue. So if you want to get more information, please email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com. I'll be gladly to email you this information. You can email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to share this information with you. If you know of a church or an organization that's giving out resources and you want to get the word out, please shoot me an email. Let me know. We'll be glad to make that announcement so that others will hear about it and come out and be blessed by what you're doing. Again, the email address is gssmbc@yahoo.com. And those are all of our announcements that we have. Let's go to God in prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, our loving Father, our precious Father, our faithful Father, God, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come, oh God, lifting you up. We come to give you the glory. We come to give you the honor. Father, we come to bless your name, oh God. Father, we come exalting you because we know, oh God, that you, Father, inhabit the praises of your people. And so, God, tonight we declare and decree our praise to you tonight. Lord, you are a great God and you're worthy of all praise. Lord, the breath that's in our lungs, it belongs to you. So tonight, Father, we stand, God, we sit, God, with our hands lifted up, saying we pour out our praise on you tonight, oh God. Father God, you are our healer, you are our deliverer, you are our provider. Lord God, you are so great, you're so faithful, you're so loving, oh God. Lord, you are wonderful, Father God. And we, oh God, your handmaid servants, we bless your name tonight, God. Our souls make a boast in you, oh God. The humble, Father, shall hear and be glad. God, we will magnify you tonight, and we will lift you up, God, because you said in your word that if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So, God, tonight, as we give you the highest praise, God, we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. God, we say glory be to your name, oh God. Father, tonight we won't be glory stealers, but we'll be glory givers, Father. God, tonight we will declare that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God, you are, God, in control, regardless of what it looks like tonight, God. You are in control. God, as it says in Zephaniah 3, you are in the midst of us right now, Father. And, God, we just adore you, God. God, we adore you tonight, Father. God, we love you with an everlasting love. Oh, God, we love you, Father. We love you, Lord God. God, we want you to know tonight, God, we appreciate you, Father. You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. God, you clothed us in our right mind. You gave us a portion of our health and strength. God, we say thank you tonight. Father, we ask, God, that you would forgive us of all of our sins. Lord, everything that we said and done that was not pleasing to you, God, we ask that you would forgive us right now. Father, we come on behalf of this nation, oh God. This nation is so corrupt and so perverted. Father God, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins, oh God. Sins of omission, sins of commission. God, forgive us, Lord God. Father, then I pray, God, that you would release a spirit of forgiveness in our hearts, that we may forgive those that have trespassed against us, that we may forgive ourselves, oh God. And God, most of all, that we may receive the forgiveness that you have given unto us. So, Father, I ask tonight that you would purge us with hyssop, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you, oh God, would wash us thoroughly in the blood of the Lamb, and that you would, God, wash us, God, cleanse us, God. God, I pray 2 Chronicles 7:14 tonight, God. I'm praying and I'm speaking to your people tonight. Hear the word of the Lord. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Father God, you promised you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. God, something's got to break tonight. So, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would heal our land. God, I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that has the coronavirus. God, I pray that right now you move in their hospital room. You move in their home. God, hover over them, Father, just like you hover over the ocean, God, just like you hovered over the earth, God, when there was no form, God, and you began to speak and life became, God, into an existence, God. God, do it now. Just like you healed Jairus' daughter, Father. The woman with the issue of blood, she got your attention, Father. But you still, God, you healed Jairus' daughter. God, they were laughing because you went in the house to speak to her, to rise her up from the dead. God, somebody now, Father, is grieving tonight, Lord. Comfort their hearts, Lord. Help them to know, Father, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And our hope is in you tonight. God, we pray for Pastor Law tonight. Touch her son now, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot. You know who's sick tonight, God. I hear the saints calling out the names of their family members right now in my spirit, God. I hear them, God. I hear them, God. You said, open up your mouth and declare what, say what you want, and I give what you need, Father. Oh, God. Father, protect our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, the policemen, the firemen, Father, the ambulance drivers. God, protect them now. Cover them in your blood now, God. Keep them safe, God, as they serve your community, as they serve your people. Oh, God, protect them, Lord. Watch over our servicemen and women that are deployed tonight, God. God, speak peace to their minds, God. Let them know, Father. God, protect their families and let them know that all is well at home. Oh, God, we just bless your name tonight. God, I pray for all of those that are living in homes where domestic violence is the norm. I rebuke the hand of the devourer now that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God, I declare and decree tonight that they will not attack the children. They will not attack the woman. They will not attack the man. But God, your spirit will give them a peace tonight, God. So protect those, God, tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those, God, dealing with mental health issues, God, touch their minds, Father. Those that are homeless tonight, God, protect them, oh God. Keep them safe, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, those that are incarcerated tonight, behind prison bars, Father, in jail cells, God, I release, God, your anointing, God. God, I know you're already there, but God, I pray that you'll stand up and show yourself strong, show yourself mighty in the midst of them all. I declare and decree tonight, God, that some man, some woman, some boy, some girl will hear your voice and harden not their hearts. And they will confess that you are the Lord of lords and King of kings. And God, we rejoice tonight because I know that the angels of heaven rejoice over one soul that gives their life to the Lord. So God, we declare and decree tonight salvation be rampant, oh God, in our home, God, in the White House, God, in the poorhouse, God. Reach, God, reach the masses, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give your name the glory. We give your name the praise, God, and we honor you tonight. God, we pray for the man of God tonight that's going to come before us, God. Take him deep down into the hidden treasures of your word, God. God, make the word come forth and let it be crystal clear. God, speak to him right now, God, like never before. Touch him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, where there is lack, God, you meet the need tonight, God. God, touch his body tonight, God. God, everything he's concerned about tonight, God, you fix it tonight, God. You deliver tonight, God. You make a way tonight, God. So bless Bishop Brown tonight, God, as he prepares to speak to the Light of Portland radio broadcast, to those that have come to hear a word from the Lord tonight, God. I pray, God, that he gets right up on their couch, that he gets right up in their living room, that he gets right up in their dining room, that he gets right up on the bedside with them, God. Let the word speak to your people tonight, Lord. Let it penetrate our hearts and minds. That we, God, will do what you've called us to do, to be the big C in these last and evil days. We love you tonight, Lord, and we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen and amen. Bishop, welcome to the Light of Portland broadcast.
Yes, yes. Pastor, Father God, we bless you. We give you glory and honor today. And God, we thank you today for being our God. And God, we profess that there's none like you in all the earth. No matter what's going on, no matter what the world may say, no matter what the government may say, God, you are still our God. You are the source of our strength. And we come to bless you today. God, we thank you for Jesus. God, we thank you for the movement of your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, you're welcome into these places. You're welcome into these broken vessels. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, please, oh God, Jesus, you said when we need to ask, and we're asking right now in the name of Jesus, touch their hearts, touch their minds. God, I pray right now that deliverance will come, healing will come, God, salvation will come. God, I pray right now that edification will come. God, heads will be lifted up because our hope is in you. God, I ask you to bless those family members that not on the line, but those stand and representing now. Bless their family. Bless their children, their kids, and the seeds to come, oh God. God, we bless your name, God. And God, we will say no matter what may betide, we will bless your holy name. And God, we thank you tonight for being our God. Now, God, I ask, speak through me as I speak your word. Say what you want to say, oh God. God, I move back and allow you to do whatever you do best, and that to be God in our lives. God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor tonight. And God, we give you praise tonight because all of that belongs to you. We say thank you and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. First of all, I just want to thank God for Pastor. Pastor, I thank so much of you. You are an awesome woman of God. And I thank you for our conversation and when we just talk. And no matter whenever we talk about the Lord. And I thank God for that. I thank God for St. Stephen, who is my heart. I mean, I'm often thinking about St. Stephen, often praying for St. Stephen. And I thank you. I don't want to never, ever forget where I come from. Sometimes people forget where they come from. And I remember my brother used to sing a song, said, the people in this world, they so easily to forget. And I don't never want God to forget where I came from. So I bless St. Stephen, bless those on the sound of my voice. And I pray that something be said tonight that will lift us up through this time, will help us to keep looking up, because God is our source and our strength. If you will, could you turn with me to Genesis 22:1? I just want to read the first part of that verse. And it reads, and it came to pass after these things, God tested or tempted Abraham. Now, this is the scripture that I have talked about often. And it looked like I just can't shake it out of my mind. You know, every time God have given me sermon after sermon, but look like I'm always going back to this scripture where God tested Abraham. Because we are living in a time, whether we know it or not, and I think everybody knows that we are tested like we're never tested before. We're tested on our jobs, what they call social distancing, and some of us are working from home and some of us are not working at all. We have been tested even in our home when we are with loved ones 24/7 now. God is testing us, and He's still moving us, and life is filled with testing and beginning. It looks like the time you end one thing, you begin another. And that's the way it is. But God would put things in our lives to allow us to see some things, allow us to see him. He forced us, this old virus forced us to isolate ourselves one from another. We are living in a time that we can't feel the warm embrace of some of our loved ones. God is working. God is moving. Sometimes God would allow things to happen in our life, not that he caused them to happen, but he allowed them to happen to bring out the best in us. Some of us would never pray if we didn't go through something. Some of us would never get on our knees and call out and cry out to God unless something happened. And one of these things about this old world now, even when you look at from the White House, number 45 have caused us to pray like we never prayed before, have caused us to touch and agree and pray for one another. I believe what we are going through really is just a preview of coming attraction. I believe what we are going through, it causes some to salvation and calls others to sanctification. In this passage, we see that God tested Abraham. And many times we will go through things and we don't even know why we're going through. And we're living in a time I've never seen this before in my life. And I might assure that those that are the sound of my voice had never seen some of this thing. But we're going through some things, but yet we are still on our knees. Yet we are still pressing in to God. Yet we are still calling out to God. You know, folks can, I tell folks all the time, you know, sometimes you wonder what God is doing. And as I said before, he presses some to salvation and others to sanctification. Because it's a sad thing just to be saved enough to get into glory, but not saved enough to live victorious. God don't want just some of us, but he wants all of us. And I'm telling you, even in this time, God have taken me some things, took me some place in my life, even shut up in this room, took me to some place where I had to get up on my knees and read his word and not thinking about the virus, but thinking about me and God. Here in this text, you will see a account that is taken in a place called Moriah. But this verse said, and it came to pass after these things. And I want you to know today, in order to know what's going on right here, you got to look back in the past and see what happened in the past. It's almost like when somebody look at you and look at your life and they don't have a clue. They look at where you are, but they don't have a clue of where you've been. They look at your harvest. They don't know your planning. They look at your glory, but they don't know your story. They look at you, and they don't have a clue if they only knew where God had brought you from. So it is with this text. You have to go back and see what happened in the past. And when you look back in chapter 12, you will see that God tells Abraham to get out of that country. Bear with me just for a moment. He said, get out of thy country. And when he told Abraham to get out of thy country, you have to really look at chapter 11, because that's when they had built the Tower of Babylon. He said, get out of that country, because you need to get away from around these people. Sometimes you got to be careful who have your ear, because whoever has your ear has your future, and you got to be careful who's speaking the word into your ear. And he tell Abraham, said, get out of that country. Get out from among these people, because where they had built the Tower of Babylon, it was a demonic and territorial demons. It was idol worship. And God tells Abraham, said, look, you need to get out of this place and go into the land which I will show you, and I will bless you there. But I think, like I said, what we're going through now is just a preview of coming attraction. Because when you look at the area that God tells him to get out of, you will see that there was rivers there called the Euphrates. And when you look at the ninth chapter of the book of Revelation, they said there were some demons there, have been cast down into the Euphrates for a time, a year, a day, a month. Now, if you think it's getting bad now, you just hold on. It's going to get worse. But we trust in God. We believe in God. And we know God got us. And God got our mind. He got our hearts. And God tells Abraham to get out of this place. And then when you keep looking, you're looking at chapter 13. God did just what he said. He said, if you get out, I'm going to bless you. In chapter 14, Abraham ran against his enemy, and God brought him out. In chapter 15, God made Abraham a promise. And God stuck to his promises. And not only did he stick to his promises in the 14th chapter, when you see he ran into Melchizedek, he blessed him some more. In chapter 16, Abraham messed up again when he tried to help God out. I'm just trying to talk as I get back to chapter 22. In chapter 17, God's name was changed. Abraham's name was changed. His name was Abram, and Abram means exalt father, but Abraham means the father of many. In 18th chapter, we learn that there's nothing too hard for God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, there's nothing too hard for God. In 19, Lot got himself into trouble, and God delivered him out of his trouble. In 20, Abraham told a half-truth, but he still was a friend of God. In 21, God kept his promise. And here now, we're standing in 22, and the Bible said God tested Abraham. And when God tested Abraham, this word testing means to test the quality of a thing by applying stress. And sometimes you may never know what's in you until God puts you under stress. You may never know what's in you until you go through some stuff. But I'm here to tell somebody today, even though we're going through, just hold on and trust God. I believe Abraham was able to endure what he did because, first of all, he looked back and see where God brought him from. He looked back to 21, 19, 18, 17, 16 chapter, the 15th chapter. He looked through the 14, 13, and 12 chapter. And sometimes we need to look back and see where God brought us from. When I look back, I see he brought my great-grandmother through slavery, my grandmother through abuse and racism, my mother through the Depression, and here I am standing, and God still got me. And I don't know if you know today, but God still got you. If you understand my voice, God still got you. God still knows where you are. He said, I know the thoughts I think for your life. Thoughts of good and not evil to live expected in. When you look back and you see what God brought you from, you got a duty and a commitment. Your duty and commitment is this. You got to keep trusting God. Keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. When the doctor gave me a death sentence, guess what? I'm still here. When the demon of alcohol and drugs tried to take me out, God kept me once again. And after all of looking back, and sometime after you look back, you got to spring forward and look what God said about our life. Look what God said and Paul said in Romans 8. He said, for I reckon this suffering of this present age is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. When you think about what he's going to do for us, guess what? You need to get excited. You need to throw your head back and give God the glory. In other words, the psalmist said, whatever be tithes, God will take care of us. God got us in the holler's hands. In other words, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but if I don't make it on this side, I just want St. Stephen to know that I see you on the other side. Not only do you have to look back, I believe Abraham was able to look back and see what God had already done, and then he was spring forth to know who the God that he was serving. But lastly, Abraham was able to trust God. You got to learn how to just really trust in him only. I heard the Clark sister said it. You got to trust in him only. In the Bible, the 37th chapter, we like to read that verse when it said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envy because of the workers of iniquity, for they soon will be cut down like the grass and withered like the green herb. We like that, folks like to shout on that because God, they want God to do something to their enemies. They want God to tear the enemies down. But I double dare you to read the third verse. It says, trust in the Lord and do good, and thou shalt be fed. I like the fourth verse, too. It said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. We got to trust in God. Now, you can go head on and keep one and two, but just give me two and three. I want to trust in him. I believe that if I trust in him, everything will be all right. Proverbs 3 said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I believe that Abraham was able to do what he did in the time of testing, in the time of what we're going through now. Psalm 125 said, trust in the Lord, and you shall stand like Mount Zion and not be moved. Psalm 62 said, trust in the Lord, all ye peoples, and pour out your heart before him, knowing that God is our refuge and God is our strength. If we're going to make it through this, we got to trust in God. We got to trust in him with our whole heart. We can't, no matter what it looks like or feel like, no matter what the government say, guess what? We got to trust in God. We got to put our trust in God. We got to keep praying. We got to pray like we never prayed before. We got to lean into God like we never leaned in before. And I don't know about you, saints, but I'm leaning in. I'm trusting like I never trusted before. I was sitting in my room, and I was reading the book of Joshua, the third chapter, where God told, what Joshua told the peoples of God. He said, look, when the priests put their foot in the Jordan, and you see the Ark of the Covenant, follow after it. Don't go before it. Don't go beside it, because we never been this way before. Then he told them to sanctify themselves. And I've been sitting in this room. I said, Lord, whatever is not like you, please move it out of my way. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe I can trust God. I don't know what might happen, but guess what? I'm trusting God. And we have to be that beacon light that's standing on the hill. I'm reminded, and I'm done, of a story I once heard some time ago. And this story, I remember having an article when I moved here in 1993 from Chicago. And it's, and you all probably heard me talk about this story once, but it was a story of a man. He had took his little girl out on a boating trip in Lake Michigan for a birthday. And the story goes that he went out about a mile out into the lake. And when he got out there, the boat capsized and turned over. And he had his little girl, and he was afraid. And he told her, said, look, Daddy just had heart surgery, and I can't swim back with you. But what I want you to do, I want you to lay flat on your back and let the water have all your weight. And I want you to know that I'm coming back for you. And the story goes that he swam back to the shore, and he had to thumb a ride by Navy Pier to get the guards to go help him look for his daughter. And when they started taking them round of circles, they said they couldn't find her. And they said, well, they knew she was dead because of the temperature of the water. And they told him, said, well, we'll resume our search tomorrow. And he begged them to take one more round of circle. And they did one more round of circle just to satisfy him. But when they made the round of circle, they said they seen a little polka dot dress bobbing on the top of the water. They knew she was dead because of the temperature of the water and the time she had spent out there. And the man was so shocked he wanted to jump out and grab his little girl. But they said, stay in the boat. We can get to her faster than you. And when they got to the little girl, now, the story goes that when they got to her, she was laying flat on her back. And she was singing a song, whatever be tied, God will take care of me. And I want y'all to know, whatever be tied, God will take care of us. And they were so astonished. They asked the little girl, how was you able to survive like you did? And she said it was easy. Because we have a daddy that tell us to lay flat on our back and let the world's trouble have all our weight. We have a daddy who said he's coming back for us. We have a daddy who never failed in any of his promises. I don't know one promise God has failed in. And so, St. Stephen, we're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We're going to keep trusting in God. No matter what it looks like or feel like. Then we just every now and then just look back and see where God brought us from. He brought us from a mighty long ways, and we're still here. Father God, we bless you now. God, we glorify you now. We magnify you now, oh God. God, we ask now that you touch the peoples of God. Touch us in a mighty way. Touch our hearts and our minds, oh God. God, help us to stay in our right mind and stay focused on you. For God, the government is not our source, but you are our source and our strength. God, stuff things and peoples and places that are not our source, but you are our source. And God, we'll keep looking to you. And God, we pray now and we plead the blood of Jesus over the family now. We plead the blood of Jesus over our loved one now. We plead the blood of Jesus over our kids, our grandkids, and the seeds to come. God, we ask you to touch us tonight. Touch our minds tonight, oh God. God, we know that as Abraham said, there's nothing too hard for you. God, this old disease is not hard for you, oh God. God, we ask you to move like you never moved before. God, but do what you do best and be God in our lives. And God, we will bless your name now. Now, God, because we know that sickness does not come from you, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind him and loose him right now in the name of Jesus. God, touch us, lift us up, and God, we'll bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Oh, my goodness. I mean to tell you, what a mighty word. What a mighty word on tonight. Bishop, I just, my soul was rejoicing. And I forgot to tell y'all, get some notes, get some paper and pencil so that you could take notes. But I just want to just give you a few things that Bishop said. Bishop said, pray, trust, lean in like never before. Joshua 3 says, because we have never been this way before. So we just want to thank you, Bishop, for sharing with us on tonight. I hope and pray that you all received just what you need to make it through the week. Whatever be tied you, God will take care of you. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. God will take care of you. We just truly enjoyed the presence of the Lord on tonight. We enjoyed the word of God that came from Bishop from Genesis chapter 22. And y'all, Bishop preached from 12 to 22. Amen. And so we were blessed tonight to receive such an awesome word. I want to tell you that we are so grateful that you call in tonight. It is my prayer that something was said, you heard something that is helping you right now, not later, but it's helping you right now. It was good for your soul right now. And then I pray that what you receive, you will feast on it all week long, because that word we received on tonight was some good word. Amen. And I know I'm going to feast on it. I've got my notes here and I've written all upside and down on the side of this paper. And I'm going to transport these notes so I can see them on the wall clearly. Amen. Bishop said this thing is calling some of us to salvation and some of us to sanctification. Whatever it is, y'all, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Be ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. So this has been a wonderful experience. This has been an awesome day. We thank you again. And it's been my pleasure to serve as your host on tonight. Please don't forget to pray for those that are sick with the coronavirus, those that are just sick and shut in. Pray for those that are our first responders. Please keep lifting up Pastor Pamela Laws and her family, and let's continue to plead the blood of Jesus over our leaders, over our family, over our community. Amen. I thank you again. I know I keep saying thank you, but y'all just don't know how happy I am. My godmother would say, I'm just plumb happy. I'm just plumb happy that you all took out the time to be with us on tonight. Please continue to tell somebody about the Light of Portland broadcast. We are here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Anybody can call in. The number is 917-388-4161. And until we meet again, may the peace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forevermore. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, and lean in. Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' name. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Bishop.